Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Felix M. Warburg House. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Today on Wikipedia, we delve into the opulent world of the Felix M. Warburg House, a historical mansion located on Fifth Avenue in the heart of New York City's famed Museum Mile. Designed by architect C.P.H. Gilbert, constructed between 1906 to 1908, and commissioned by the prominent banker and philanthropist Felix M. Warburg, this mansion is an exemplary artifact of the Gilded Age's architectural extravaganza. Imagine this. You're walking along Fifth Avenue, surrounded by the hustle and bustle of New York City, and your gaze catches a stunning limestone facade that looks like it's been lifted straight out of a European fairy tale. This, listeners, is the Warburg House. Today, it's known as the Jewish Museum, but it began its illustrious life as the private residence of Felix Warburg and his family. All right, let me paint you a picture of the grandeur of this house. Designed in the French Gothic style, the mansion boasts an array of architectural features that include gables, vaults, and intricate carvings. Inside, the Warburg House originally had about 20 rooms distributed over 6 floors, including a library stacked floor to ceiling with books and an ornate music room designed in the style reminiscent of the Italian Renaissance. Now you might be wondering, who was Felix Warburg? Felix was a part of the Warburg banking family, which had vast influence in Europe before spreading that influence to America. In addition to his prowess in finance, Felix was a notable philanthropist, contributing to causes such as Jewish relief programs and educational initiatives. This commitment to philanthropy is perhaps one of the reasons he chose to have his home crafted with such exceptional public dignity, a beacon of both wealth and generous purpose. Years later, in 1944, after Felix Warburg's death, his wife, Frieda Schiff Warburg, took a significant step. In the aftermath of World War II and amidst the collective grief and loss, she donated their family home to become a museum, ensuring that it would serve educational and cultural purposes rather than merely being a testament to personal wealth. Here, listeners, is where we can pause for a moment to reflect on the evolution of spaces. How do you think the transformation of private homes into public spaces contributes to our cultural heritage? In 1947, the mansion reopened as the Jewish Museum with a focus on Jewish culture and identity, hosting an extensive array of exhibitions, collections, and educational programs. It was, and still is, an embodiment of the Jewish experience, not only in America, but globally, telling stories through art that range from historical artifacts to contemporary pieces. Furthermore, over the decades, the museum has expanded its mission to include art and artists that convey intersectional and universal themes of identity, family, and social justice. Think about the interactions that occur in spaces like this. How does the context of a former residence enhance our experience and understanding of the art and artifacts within its walls? On a personal note, whenever I visit museums that were once homes, I find myself imagining the lives that unfolded in those spaces. There's a certain intimacy, knowing that what are now public halls and galleries were once private corners and quiet family gatherings. It bridges our present to countless individual pasts. As Wikipedia listeners who cherish depth, transformation, and history, I encourage you to continue exploring stories hidden within the walls of historical mansions turned museums around the world. Every room, every artifact has a story that contributes not just to our understanding of a specific culture or time period, but to a grander tapestry of human experience. Today, the Felix M. Warburg House stands not just as a building of bricks and mortar, but as a lively, complex symbol of transformation, connection, and enduring legacy. Next time you're strolling down Fifth Avenue or any historical district, I invite you to see beyond the exterior into the rich, evolving stories of these timeless structures. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia, where we uncover the intertwined narratives of history, culture, and technology. Dive into the tale of the Warburg House or your local museum house and let the walls speak to you of ages past and the continuous thread of humanity's shared journey.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Felix M. Warburg House. Thanks for listening. See you next time.